Macquarie's son was born on the 28th of March, 1814. In this extract from his memoranda book, he describes the birth.
This day, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, just as we were taking some soup together in the drawing room, my beloved Elizabeth was suddenly taken ill with slight labour pains, which obliged her to retire immediately to her bedroom, having every reason to believe that these pains are the forerunners of her approaching delivery. The labour pains continued at short intervals the whole of the afternoon, and increased very much about 9 o'clock, when they became stronger, quicker, and more painful. Between 11 and 12 o'clock she suffered very much, and admitted Dr. Redfern at the former hour to be at hand to give his assistance, the midwife, Mrs. Reynolds, having been in attendance all the afternoon. Mrs. M.'s last three pains were excessively severe and strong, but to our infinite joy and delight, Dr. Redfern delivered her 2 minutes before 12 o'clock at night of a remarkable fine boy, Dr. R. having immediately called out that it was a boy. This was the most joyful sound I had ever heard, and my joy was greatly enhanced on finding that my beloved Elizabeth was herself entirely out of danger and likely to do well. As soon as the dear infant was washed and dressed in the adjoining room by Mrs. Reynolds, he was brought back to be presented to his doting mother and myself. A finer child could not be, being perfect in all his parts and limbs, a good size, a sweet countenance, and surprisingly strong and healthy. Our mutual delight and reciprocal congratulations were inexpressible, our happiness on earth being now complete, to which this joyful event was the only thing that was wanting. We happened to have a large party this day at dinner in honour of Lieutenant Governor Maul, whose commission as Lieutenant Governor of the Territory was this day read, and the usual oaths were administered to him by me at Government House at 10 o'clock, in presence of the civil and military officers of the colony. 38 persons sat down to dinner, amongst whom were the late Lieutenant Governor, Lieutenant Colonel O'Connell, and his lady. This company only broke up about half an hour before Mrs. M. was delivered. Colonel and Mrs. O'Connell slept at Government House, and I had the glad tidings communicated to them, and also to Colonel and Mrs. Maul immediately. I sat up with Mrs. M. and the child till 2:30 in the morning, when I retired to sleep in Mrs. M.'s late dressing room.